While the Winter Games in Sochi have been marked by the Russian government's anti-gay laws, athletes will compete in an Olympic-style competition this summer that promotes inclusion. The 9th Gay Games will be held in Northeast Ohio, and organizers there are working to ensure that the Midwest will roll out the welcome mat. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, WCPN's David C. Barnett reports.
Like many teenagers, Olympic decathlete Tom Waddell felt he didn't fit in when he was young. In a 1994 documentary, Waddell said that isolation came from his sexual orientation.
I really felt like I was the only homosexual in my entire high school. I thought I was the only homosexual in the world, the only person that had those kind of feelings. I liked who I was. I liked what I felt. I didn't want any of that to change. But I didn't want to be this social, physical, bizarre outcast.
Those feelings eventually led Waddell to create the Gay Games in 1982, a sporting event whose hallmark was inclusion, where anyone could compete, regardless of whether they were lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, or even straight. Gay Games officials in Ohio are preparing to register as many as 10,000 athletes at venues throughout Greater Cleveland and Akron. But before the welcome mat is laid out for all of those visitors, Kristen DuVernay says there's some consciousness raising that still needs to be done at home.
There are many LGBT people here in Northeast Ohio that don't feel welcome.
As director of programs for the Diversity Center of Northeast Ohio, DuVernay is holding training sessions for local businesses and institutions that will interface with Gay Games participants, everything from hotels and restaurants to museums and art galleries.
So that the organizations that folks are doing business with have non-discrimination policies that include sexual orientation and include gender identity and expression, not only in terms of the consumers that they're serving, but their personnel as well.
Like, for instance, a heterosexual guy waiting tables at a local restaurant who becomes a little less animated when he approaches a group of gay men because he doesn't want to be misinterpreted as flirting.
And when he comes to you, it's, I'm taking your order, I'm out of here. So even if it's not coming from him like, ew, gross, I don't want to be around these gay people, that's what it conveys.
Ohio organizers have been looking for advice from previous Gay Games host cities to get pointers on issues to anticipate. Organizers of the 2006 Chicago Games had to contend with picketing by a fundamentalist Christian group known as the Illinois Family Institute, which objected to using sports to, quote, promote homosexuality. Chicago board member Tracy Baim says security was also a concern during the games, and it was important to coordinate with the local safety forces.
You know, we were definitely worried that there'd be these isolated incidents of one homophobic police officer or emergency service person. So we just made sure we dealt with all the people at the top. We dealt with all the police commanders and the fire commanders.
Similar coordination is taking place in Cleveland. Ed Tomba, the police department's deputy chief of special operations, says his staff has spent months planning for the Gay Games.
All last year, this year, there's ongoing training as to what to expect and awareness issues for the men and women that will be working those games.
The Diversity Center's Kristen DuVernay hopes that all of these preparations to host the visiting athletes for this special event will accomplish a larger goal.
It's not just about creating an illusion of us being LGBT inclusive. It's much more about digging deeper than that and creating an entire community in Northeast Ohio that values LGBT inclusion and inclusion overall.
So far, there's been no significant opposition to the coming Cleveland Games, but with a little over 7 months left before they get underway, organizers say they're prepared to answer any protests that may arise. For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.